We're holding the Simon Shin Beis. We did Sefer Aleph. We have to do the Mishnah Berurah. So Sefer Mishnah Berurah is cut in Aleph. There's a lot of Mishnah Berurah, a lot of Bir Halacha over here also, which we have to see. Important Bir Halachas. Okay, so the first point that we hear is the Talis Chadasha. So he shakes off this Talis Chadasha, which is dark, from the towel. So the process of doing that is considered a form of Libun. Okay. Chadasha Mikri, it still looks new. So that'd be the perception.
And after it was cleaned, does it revert to being new?
No. I mean, the first few times you clean it, might still look new also.
Right, but not as a general dinner.
Right. Shcharo, so if it's black, if it's white or if it's red even, less blon ba, it doesn't have the same reaction. Okay, the logic behind this is because that the process of shaking out the towel, which is on it, seems to be more noticeable in a black garment than it is in other types of garments. That's one explanation. I think there's another one also, but that's how we understand it. And then he said, now, the Mechaber said, So it's a fascinating thing over here that if you don't care, it's not considered a real tikkun. So this is not intrinsically an act of kibbutz. It's only kibbutz as much as people relate to it as an act of kibbutz. People being the person who's the owner. If for him this is something which this process of nir is significant, halacha then recognizes that as significant. Whereas, if he doesn't care, he doesn't care. Now, he says the same thing would be true if it rained on it. Mekolshkein, it's also if it rained. Kshamim. The bezeh ain chiluk bein shachar l'shar tzivayim for betal shal le'el. By rain already, which is that, but it's much more soaked than just towel. Then it's any colored garment's going to have this issue. Dafke sham shum miut muat ain makud l'nar el bochmi. Al v'kan shemayim merubim haderech l'hakbed l'nar v'cholod. Godam yesh bezeh mishum schita. Now he doesn't seem to say, differentiate over here whether this person personally is makbid or not. So we'll have to see about that.
Well, even Ramos is begad chadash makbid alav.
Right. The reason why he's menorah is because when it's new, the rain is going to damage it in some way. Sometimes it causes it to shrink. So there's a new din, which is a different than totally. If squeezing out water takes out dirt, that's not what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about the squeezing out water takes out the dirt. That would require a much more vigorous type of shaking, that it was actually pulling out the dirt from inside the garment through the water coming out. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just to add some idea of the removing the water, not the dirt, but removing the water is a form of a tikkun on the baggage, which is a form of kibbutz. So that's only relevant to something that it's going to affect the baggage. I don't like my baggage being wet. That's a different issue. But so now that it's wet, you hang it up, it dries, and at the end of the conversation, why am I shaking it up? Because the water will damage it. Oh, water damages it, so that's a problem. Now when I try to move that water.
And this is the problem of kibbutz as opposed to just the problem of shechita, that you're just getting the water out.
Okay, so that's a fair question. There are two different dinim in shechita, and then the more uses the lashon shechita for both of them. So let's put that on the table to start with. The one din shechita which is a tolda of dosh, the one din shechita which is a tolda of melabing. Melabing is cleansing a bag. The av was the wool which they would take off the sheep. They would have to wash it. That was melabing. And there is a tola of that called schita. There's also a tola of dosh. Dosh is the malacha of threshing, which is you have the kernels attached after you harvest it, the kernel is still attached to the remaining stubble, the straw. So the act of breaking off the kernel from the straw is dosh. And we learn out from there to a toldah anytime when you have the container, the item, and the liquid inside of it, that's somewhat similar to the straw and the kernel. And I break out that liquid from its container, that's a form of, it's the same thing like breaking off the kernel, which I'm going to use from the straw. So I take my grape and I squeeze out the liquids, so the grape functions like the straw, and the liquid functions like the kernel. And I'm breaking it out from, it's this thing which is holding it, it's holding it back. So that's skita, which is a told of dosh. That's only relevant if you want to use the liquid, because then it functions like the kernel. So the Mora says, to the extent that let's say I pickle something, and now it's all, so the pickling process, and now I have my pickles, but the problem is that they're too watery. They're full of a lot of liquids. I want to squeeze out my pickled tomato to get the water out so I have a better tomato. I couldn't care less about them. I'm going to throw the water out. The Mora says that's mutter. It's not skita. Because skita is, the only way skita is a total of dosh is because I'm doing it, because the liquid becomes like the kernel. I'm taking the kernel away from this shaft, the shell which is holding it back. So I'm breaking it out. So that, but like that, that's the bechal not dosh. The other skita is the opposite. Skita of malabin is when the item gets soaked with water and you squeeze out the water. When you squeeze out the water, it takes out any dirt which is inside of the garment. So the water goes liibud. The point is, the purpose is not the water. The purpose is the garment. So they're mamish polar opposites, the two of them. They very rarely overlap. There are some cases where they overlap, but very rare. If you would have a garment with a fruit juice gets absorbed in a garment. So we'll see later on. There's a shayla, is a shayach malabain on that. The mice, it's sugary and etc. So it's messing up the garments. On the other hand, it does pull out some of the dirt while it's going out. But maybe you want to get out there and use the liquid. So you know, because you want to get your grape juice back. You know, so you can have a case like that. But same, in most cases, they don't overlap. So we're dealing in Shin Bay. Basically, we're not really touching on the skita of dosh. We're dealing with the skita of malabain. So the reason why it's more like malabin is because as you squeeze out the garment, part of the washing process, you squeeze out the garment, it would take out some of the dirt with the water coming out. Here we're saying that's because the point is to clean out the dirt. But over here we're discussing a new idea. The point is to remove the water. The water itself is detrimental to the garment, and removing the water is a form of tikkun on the baggage. So that sense, it's like malabin. That's where we're going to Kaddish over here. So that's if it's just a very minimal amount of liquid, it's only by very sensitive type of garments. So a little more applies to, like, showing applies to all garments. And even that, it's only with the new one, with an old one, like, whatever. The fact that it's wet, it's wet. It means I don't like my jacket being wet. But when I squeeze it out, I'm not sure I change my baggage into a better baggage because the water's out of it. But if it's a new baggage, which might shrink, getting the water out before it shrinks is important. So that's considered a form of a tolda malabin.
Okay. Well, squeezing the water out.
Squeezing water out of a newer baggage, which it's going to help the baggage in some way. Okay, so over there, now, then the Ramah said that this is all based on a Gemara and Shabbos, and the Mechaber understands the Gemara, which is the way most Rishonim learn, that the issue over here is a case of liquid, and the issue is this water, removing the water, and because it might damage, it affects the baggage negatively. Rashi and the Gemara totally different. Rashi and the Gemara, the problem with it, they're shaking off dust from the garment. Okay? And that's how the Ramah brings that Yesh Armim, the also Lenar Begid, from the Ovik, which is a love, Immaculate a love. And Taiblach is the Gemara, and that's Rashi Shita. Okay? Zat the Ramah, the also Lenar, who does Rashi, was Yatu, the Savit, the Hodamin, the Gemara, Omer of Hunah, Manara, Talisa, Beshabbos, Chayv, Chatus, Hanukh, Shemanara, Talisa, Min Ovik, Vaofer, Shaniv, Leboy. So you're shaking off this dust. Now, so at some point in time, if the baggage is actually dirty, so you're cleaning out the dirt. Our society is a little bit different, but imagine, take yourself back to 3,000 years ago in the Mideast. You're begun, everything is dusty. Right, a brand new baggage, which looks brand new, and you know you're all beautiful and new baggage. You know the dust bothers you. After a while, like they cooked us. You know that's how it comes. You know? So that's when the more comes along and says, "Dafka, it's kind of taken. If it's dark, the more is talking about the issue over here is not water. The issue is the dust. Dafka bechadati ubukmi. Again, it's dafka if it's new ones which are black. Avatiki, if they're old, or if they're white, the sumki are red, less than bo, kamavur sham, kamal in tau. Okay. Even the Ramo, when he says this problem of the avak, he doesn't make this qualification dafka black and new etc. But that's what he means. Dafka bechati bukmi. Now, v'hodin rakav loshen iser. The Mor says it's chayv chatos. According to Rashi, it's not just oser; it's chayv chatos. The Yeshurun says you're chayv chatos. This is malach deraisa. So why is Ramo using loshen of iser? Is that Mr. Bura? It's not because he's saying it's not chayv. He's saying, "Lashmina dim eno makvid, I feel isura less bo." So if the item something which already is old, I don't care. I don't mind the way it looks. So it's not a problem. Okay. Now the remorse of a tayblach of the water. It's appropriate to be makvid. So the Mishabura, I know your Rabbi should cause it to be dinner yeshes to bezeb. Ki harbor yishanim serma kishitas rashi. It's not just nice to be machmer. It's, you have to be machmer. It's a din. Because there are many yishanim on the Gemara like that. You can't ignore these yishanim and you have to choshish for the shita. Kobokam nira, the yeshes to mechal da, the yishanim lehokal ayyadei ena yehudi. If I want a goy to do it, according to the first shita, Chazal didn't ask for dust. They didn't see, well, it's not answering. It's a dindarais, I'm saying, but they didn't. Those who shared them, the more never felt that the change of removing the dust was significant enough to have a din of libum. Now, this is all talking, like we said before, the person's doing it, you know, we're talking about shaking it off. A person takes, I said, you know, a person has a nice black hat, right? And he gets some dust on it, and he goes with his sleeve and he rubs it off. That's a malacha d'orais. I don't think anybody's arguing with that. It's definitely dirty, and you're cleaning it. We're talking about here, like, you know, that, you know, he's shaking it off. So that's, again, how much comes off and how much do you really care? So he's saying, it's a chalak to be shayin. So, ayin yehudi can be makel. Prat the ika, pami mishum kabad abriyas bezet. Tabizarka shabo shakas beshabs abes medrish, lania koivoy ubegodim mokum shimur, kreshal yiplu loorat yalu ovakaleyam yavalu chilo shabas. So, therefore, the Mishabura says it's appropriate to not get yourself into that situation. Don't put your hat down in an old, you know, an old coat room which has a layer of dust, and afterwards you're going to put your hat, oh my God, there's so much dust on my hat, and come to clean it off. So don't put yourself in that situation. L'chatchila, a person should be mezoyer not to get himself involved in the situation to start with. So then they said that you could take off noitzis. So the feathers just really sit on the surface. That's not really a liban. It didn't really affect the garment. That you're cleaning out the garment. You're just taking something off of the outer layer. And therefore, even though it's chadash and makbid alav, it's going to be mutter.
Is no shoe borer here?
That's a great question. There's a Chasan Ish raises that question in one place. I don't remember how he answers it. I remember he asked the question. It's interesting that the Chasan Ish also addresses why is it a muksa? The feathers are muksa. So if you're picking off the feathers, even, you know, so then you're doing a biyad. So that they seem to say that Kolzman is sitting on the Begad, that it's like bottled to the Begad, so it doesn't get it's like its own status, it got to be Muksa, but it's not bottled to the Begad to have the problem of removing it. That's what the Chazon Ish says on the Muksa problem. And then Teichat the Worm, he seems to, you know, it might be a case where there's a clear, it's not very clear where the Begad ends and the stuff starts. Why isn't it Berber? I'm just thinking now, off the top of my head, maybe like this. there's a the Bir Lachan in Shin Yud Tes and by Borer brings a kasha from the Balamor, from the Levush, that why isn't Borer always Malach Hashem Nesich Legufa? Borer the rice says you take the bad from the good, so. It's an Tzrich L'Gufa. I don't need the bat, I'm throwing it away. So I'm doing the mice of taking it out and throwing it away. So it's not Tzrich L'Gufa. So why isn't Berber always an Tzrich L'Gufa? So the Ramban actually says that the Ramban seems to say, no, sorry, the Balamor says that this is one of the malachas, that there's no Tzrich L'Gufa. It's a unique malacha. The Lefush answers it. No, I'm sorry, not Lefush. The Yeshua Yaakov answers the question differently. He says it's a mistake. That since Bara always assumes it's a Rubis, Bara is always assuming that there's a mixture. So it's not Pshat. You're looking at it Pshat as that, you know, there's the good and the bad, and I'm doing the malacha on the bad for helping the good. So, no, this is one unit. I'm doing the malacha on this unit to make the unit better by removing some of the unit. But so that's how you look at it. It's not called Enesrich Lagufa.
So here there's not Aruvas.
So Pashas, that wouldn't be true when you're talking about dirt with a baguette. Right? It doesn't function. Doesn't function like that in that type of a state. So that it wouldn't be called a malacha. Mm-hmm. That's the top of my head. I'm just thinking right now. Maybe that's an answer. Okay. There's a lot of bir halacha over here. Let's take a look at the first bir halacha. At least get one or two in over here. So he says, "Minatal shalat." Because the rabbi, the who, b'shem aguda, the who didn't shell it. So this really, snow is very similar to tal. It doesn't get, it's not a lot of it. It doesn't absorb very deep. It's sitting on your baguette, and you know, if you shake it off, it's going to be a problem. V'nir lead the madina shalat lo nomas klal the mutter. So when you're out, it's a cold, very cold snow. It's not like, you know, 31 degrees. It's 20 degrees outside. The snow outside is not melting into your garments. It's mamash just sitting on top. So that's not a problem. But if you walk inside and you let it start melting in person, then you take it off. That's like the case of tile already. So the best thing to do is really shake off. This person has a black hat. A black hat might function along these lines. People are very machped on their black hats. Right? They're expensive and they're black. But even like that guy, my 10-year-old or whatever, right? But if the people, the more the person is mocked, but on his hat, the more of this history applies. So you should be careful to do it outside. And then he says, the Koy said, like Mishnah Berurah said before, this is all I have to be doing it gently. Ach yizor lenar bekal. Da'afim hoya nomis ksas b'leminker lo yipo kima moshir sashel ho'aymin b'lamala. Even if some didn't absorb in already, it's not going to come out by shaking. If you shake it vigorously, you're going to pull out any of that liquid that was absorbed. That would be the sister of Tal. Okay? And that's, he says, that's what I said in Meshavur, 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 Tegiborim, that everybody agrees that if you're going to be Menai or Bechoizik, it's going to be a problem. And that, so he's saying that point true by snow as well. So you take your hat off, and it's all snow, you blow off the snow. Any snow that you're getting off by blowing is not going to be a problem. Right, but you start shaking your hat. So if you do it outside when it's really cold outside, unless you do it really vigorously, I don't think you have a problem. You do it inside, it's already starting to melt. It's an issue. Let's hold it here.